Good evening. This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board. The time is 8:42 p.m. Eastern Time, March 25th, 2021. My name is Alex Steinberg. I'm the chair, and I'd like to ask our recording secretary, Marion Dane, to please call the roll.
Okay. Let's start. Chris Corey.
Here.
Good to hear it. Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Vanessa? I thought Vanessa was here. Okay, we'll cut back that. Lyndon Foley?
Here.
Good. Jose Gutierrez? Not yet. Heather Gray?
Here.
Good. Julie Hewitt?
Here.
Good. Sabrina Jacobs?
Here.
Good. Wally James?
Here.
Good. Dwayne Lark?
Present.
Good. Ali Lexa?
Present.
Good. Okay, Thomas O'Rourke is not yet here.
Present.
Oh, good. Jim Osborne?
Jim has asked for an excused absence.
Okay. Ron Pinchback?
Here.
Good. Ralph Pointer?
Here.
Good. Sandra Rawline?
I'm here.
Good. Lawrence Reyes.
Presente.
Bueno. Sean Rhodes.
Here.
Good. James Sagerton.
Here.
Good. Andrea Turner.
Present.
Good. Beth Von Gunten.
Here.
Good. Tom Voorhees.
Tom is here.
Good. Alex Steinberg.
I'm here.
Good. Okay. Other officers, Lydia Brazon. Lydia? Hearing nothing. Anita, I gather, is excused?
Yes, Anita won't be able to be here tonight.
Okay. Paulina, you are here?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes. I presume Arthur will not be here until the closed session. John Tatum, looks like you are here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Good. And I am here. Let's go back. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Here.
Good. Okay. Let's see, Jose. All are present and accounted for.
Okay. do we have any requests for an excused absence?
Do we need to do an excused absence for Jose?
Yes, we absolutely do, because I haven't heard anything from him. Has anybody heard from him?
Chair, I reached out to him, but did not receive a call back, and I test him as well. But I'm sure he's still addressing his medical concerns.
And Jim Osborne requested an excused absence.
Yeah, Jim asked for an excused absence because he has an emergency legal meeting tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
Does somebody want to make a motion to excuse Jim and Jose for tonight's meeting?
So moved.
So moved.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I'll second. Second.
Okay. Are there any objections? Okay. So that's excused. Let me bring up the draft agenda.
Would you like to identify timekeepers?
Oh, yes, I would. Does anybody want to volunteer to be the timekeeper for topics?
Chair, this is Lawrence. I would like to. I'd just like to request that you give me the designated times.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Anybody want to volunteer to be the timekeeper for people?
This is James. I'll do people unless someone else would like to.
Okay, thank you, Jim. So let's see. So, okay, I'm just going to bring up the draft agenda right now. And let me read it out. Agenda approval is the next item, 5 minutes. Then there's a motion on anti-Asian violence, 5 minutes, followed by approval of minutes for the open session of March 4th and March 18th, 3 minutes, followed by a report from the interim executive director, 10 minutes, followed by a report from the interim CFO, but she's not here, so I guess that's not going to be on the agenda. That's followed by committee reports. The only committees I know about that have met, and I believe the Finance Committee has met, and the Governance Committee has met, and the Coordinating Committee, I don't know anything about any other committees that have met since our last meeting.
Chair,
Lawrence. Yeah.
The audit committee is scheduled to meet on March 29th.
The audit committee
is going to be convened by Arlene Ross.
Yeah, I know. Mate, yeah.
Right.
Okay. So then that's followed by unfinished business, new business, for which we don't have any agenda items at this time, and we should be adjourning. I believe we should not be going past 9:30 tonight because it's not a very long agenda. Okay, do we have any, does somebody want to make a motion to accept the draft agenda?
James, so moved.
Second, Chris Corey.
Okay, we have a second.
Chris Corey.
Okay. Yeah, it's good if you and announce your names when you make a motion or second a motion, so that helps the secretary. Okay, does anybody wish to make any amendments or anything else relating to the agenda?
I have a question, Chris Corey.
Yeah.
Do we have a closed session tonight?
We do.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So, are there any objections to the draft agenda? Okay. In that case, the draft agenda is approved. Okay. Next item is a motion on anti-Asian violence. Lauren sent me a motion, but I'm not clear whether, is this a motion from the KPFA LSB or from the Governance Committee?
It was Jay, I could address that. It was a motion that was referred, from the KPFA LSB, to the Governance Committee. The Governance Committee, would like it actionable, tonight, and Tom Voorhees from KPFA is going to moderate.
Okay, so the Governance Committee has approved this motion.
Yes.
Okay, just asking. Tom, do you want to motivate this motion and read it?
Well, first, what I want to say is I've spent a good part of the afternoon trying to come up with the original motion from KPFA, from the LSB, which I have not gotten. What we have is, after the LSB chair made the motion out of order, then we evidently passed a motion to send it on here to the government's committee, and then the government's committee has referred it here. But I still don't have the original motion by the person that originally wrote it. I believe her name was Lily, for the KPFA LSB, which I think is a little more detailed than the one we have in front of us. But in any case, I think we should pass it. I think it's very important to bring up the spirit of minority people, and for that reason, if no others, because, you know, us white folks have no idea at all what minorities experience in this country, and particularly at this time, with the all the stuff from our previous president that has come down on the backs of minorities and stuff. So that's my motivation. I think we should pass it. I think it's very important for the spirit of minorities.
Can you read the motion, Tom?
Let me see if I can bring it. I think it's right here.
Point of order, Mr. Chair, or point of request for information.
What is your request for information?
We're being asked to consider a motion that they don't have the language for. I think we ought to just set this aside until they, you know, get the language. Yeah, I think we'd all support, you know, something, you know, along these lines, but. You know, we've been asked they don't even know the language of the motion because they can't get it. So all I'm just saying, I would like to move to just put this off until the next week until they get a chance to put this motion together, you know, so that we can all support it without question.
Chair, this is Donna to the SAC.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra to the SAC.
Hold on, we're not taking the stack yet. This is a point of order.
I have information that could clarify, Chair.
Okay. What is your information?
So I communicated with the KPFA LSB secretary. I'm not gonna. Everybody may know who she is, but she assured me that was the motion that the LSV member for KPFA made, because I asked her again, you sure that's the motion? She said, yeah, that's the motion that Lily submitted. So, it was a relatively, as Chris says, it was a very short and to the point motion. So I don't think, I understand Mr. Finchback's concern, but that's the language of the original motion, Mr. Finchback.
All right. I think that should allay Mr. Finchback's concerns then, if that's, it does,
but, you know, the source of my concern was what Mr. Atchison said about, you know, you know, when asked to read it, there seems to be some conflict. He said he couldn't find it. So Lawrence, you know, and you said you met in the governance committee, you know, to approve this. So, yeah, I got questions, guys, and that's all.
If Tom doesn't want to read the motion, I'll be more than happy to read it.
Well, I think he maybe just doesn't have it in front of him or something. Okay, it's fine with me, whoever sure. reads the motion, but somebody has to read a motion.
I defer to a director from KPFA. I did send it to everybody, but this is a KPFA motion, and I.
Okay, Tom, do you want to read the motion?
Okay, I just about have it in front of me here.
Hold on. Yeah.
Okay. We, and the third word needs to be changed out to the Pacifica National Board, but anyway, the way it's written directly from KPFA is, we, the KPFA LSB, condemn in the strongest of terms the anti-Asian hate crimes perpetrated on the local and national level. We support the unequivocally the AAPI communities in their quest for equality and justice, and that's it. And again, I'm thinking we should just change out the KPFA LSB for the Pacifica National Board.
Well, yeah, that's kind of obvious. do we have a second? Well, we don't know. This came from the Governance Committee, so we don't need a second. Okay. It's brief and to the point. One could certainly add a lot of analysis to it, but I think it makes the point. Does anybody want to be on the stack to discuss this?
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra.
Sandra Lawrence at the Sandra Chair.
Okay. Go ahead, Sandra.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to break it down real simple, but this is just common sense. We don't approve of hate, we don't approve of hurt, and if the Pacifica National Board wants to make a statement, they should make a statement that we don't approve of hateful people hurting others.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lawrence?
Thank you, Chair. I think the motion is simple to the point. And of course we don't want nobody to hate anybody. But the fact is that this is the targeted community that is being attacked. And so and being subjected to hate crimes, which is nothing new to the our Asian brothers and sisters. So what I would like to also add that I think if the Pacifica National Board is going to make a statement like this, that we maybe assign some of the staff that are programmers to craft language that could be stated. So that could be carried out and played on the air.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. Yeah. I would like to be recognized again after everybody's done.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
This
okay.
is Andrea.
Andrea, go ahead.
I think we need to move on this right away for us. If there's any additional motions, or a statement from Pacifica that needs to be drafted. Perhaps it can be drafted at another time, but the time is right now that the National Board here agrees with the mission. It's important, and we can make an impact now. This goes out to everyone. So let's move on this like right away.
Okay. Anybody else?
Dwayne Lark.
Dwayne?
Yes, I can recall a recent former board member derided me personally because I brought forth a motion similar to this regarding the insurrection that happened on January 6th. So I just don't see why it's any further discussion necessary, and I move to call the vote.
I second, okay. Lawrence.
Point of information from Tom.
what is your point of your request for information? What is it, Tom?
Yeah, can somebody change out the first three or four words and change it from the KPFA LSB to the Pacifica National Board?
I kind of think we already did that. It's understood. We're not the KPFA. Yeah. We're not passing motions in their name.
Also, can we correct the spelling of Asian and maybe spell out Asian American Pacific Islanders instead of just AAPI?
Yeah, I think we could do that. I mean, that's just a technical issue. We could do that.
We'll do so.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. May I be on the stack?
There's been a call. There's been a call of the question. Does anybody object to calling the question?
No.
Okay, then let me just ask, are there any objections to this motion?
No.
Okay, then the motion passes by acclamation.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Okay.
So, okay, do we have some minutes for March 4th and March 18th, Marion?
Yeah. I'm not sure what you're asking me to do.
I'm just checking that we have those minutes to vote on because we haven't.
Yes.
I
sent them to Lydia, I think, day before yesterday.
Alex, this is Paulina.
Yeah.
So I believe I just got the minutes from Marianne. I haven't distributed them yet. I have a proposal because we're late on approving the minutes, but Marianne is caught up with the minutes and we haven't seen them all in a while. So I am suggesting that I create right now, actually, I'll create a folder that everybody can access privately, where all the minutes will reside, so that people can familiarize them themselves with the minutes, and then maybe at the regular meeting, we can approve several, you know, all sets of minutes that we're late on approving. How does that sound?
Okay. One thing I almost forgot, I did forget. Do we have a report out from the last closed session?
There is a question here. What is the process for doing a report out?
If we're not able to announce the report out immediately after the meeting concludes, then we do announce it at the next meeting, and that's usually an open meeting. And once we've announced it, then the text of the report out gets sent and posted on the KPFTX website.
Okay. So at the last closed meeting, the text of the report out was approved, and I sent the minutes of the closed meeting to Paulina. Evidently, that is not enough. So,
I'll pull it up right now and I'll read the text.
Well, we have to announce it to the public. That's the whole point. Yeah. So, Paulina, do you want to read the report out?
Somebody needs to mute themselves. Very disturbing.
Is it from
318.
318. Okay, one second. give me a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready. Report out. The PNB met in closed session to discuss confidential, legal, and personnel matters.
Okay, that's kind of what I remembered.
Yeah.
Could we paste that into the chat?
You can. Can you do that, Paulina?
Thank you. Done.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Question, is that something that I should do after, at the close of a closed session?
Because it's really not necessary. It's really meant for the public. The public won't be able to see anything you post in a chat anyway.
Okay.
Okay, is Lydia here yet? Is Lydia on the call? Okay, because she's up next. And if she's not here, then we can go straight to committee reports. Okay, maybe she'll join us a little later. Can we hear from the Finance Committee?
Alex, is James here?
He was. He's the time.
I'm so sorry. I was making a beautiful speech while muted.
Okay.
My apology. I was just saying that the National Finance Committee met last Tuesday, just a couple days ago, and our main order of business was to review and approve for the PMB's consideration the KPFA draft fiscal year 21 budget.
Hold on, before you proceed. I was trying to bring up the links you provided for those documents, and they're not working.
Oh, really? And they worked for me. I tested them.
Can we just get a PDF? Well, it looks like
Chair, I sent a PDF.
Yeah, at my request, Chris also sent a PDF of the budget. I included detachments that we used or reviewed just for extra. Okay. I apologize that they didn't open.
You sent the PDF, Chris?
Yes, I did, at 4 p.m. Pacific, 2 hours ago.
And can you send me the original Excel file, too?
Certainly. The calculations aren't present on that Excel file, but at least you can grab the data piece by piece if you want to. Hang on and I'll take care of that. I'm gonna move to my email program for a minute.
Okay. And thank you, Chris. Chris assisted me in distributing this because I was under a tight schedule.
Okay. Anyway, go on with your presentation. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Oh, no, it's appropriate. And I would ask that if anyone else finds that they can't open those links, if somebody could, just let me know later and I want to find out what happened there. So anyway, again, we approved this. It was approved without objection. So all the treasurers of all these stations and all the PMB members, approved it. Anita Sims, our ICFO, approved it. Unfortunately, she's not here today to verify that, but if you look at the PDF copy of the budget that Chris sent at around 8 o'clock Eastern time, 5 p.m. Pacific time, you'll see that he also made a comment there that Anita approved this. NETA reviewed the budget. NETA always looks for anomalies in a budget, whether anything is noticeably greater or lesser than in a previous year. And so they check it pretty closely, and they had no issues with this budget. So I am going to propose a motion, and the motion to the PMB is to, and this is as it came, the language is a little awkward, but this is as it came from the committee, to approve the KPFA draft fiscal year 21 budget and recommend it, to the PMB. That's where it's awkward. That's the motion that we said. So I guess maybe we should have an amendment. I'd be willing to offer an amendment. Anyone else could, I presume?
Well, you want the national board to approve this budget.
Exactly. Thank you. Yeah. I didn't feel like I could take that into my own hands to do, because it should come from the committee as it came out of the committee, awkward as it was. So there's just an adjustment in the language asking the PNB to approve the KPFA draft fiscal year 21 budget as presented by the National Finance Committee.
Okay. Anybody want to be on the stack for this? Chris, you want to say anything?
No, other than the fact that this has been kicking around for quite a while, the business of the NFC took us to other stations that were in greater distress than KPFA. And so we were late picking this up, but this budget has been sitting in our back pocket for a while. And so there's been plenty of time to review it, by our, CFO and, by anybody who was interested in it. Like I say, we just had more distressing budgets to deal with between then and now. So that's why it's so late for consideration.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. May I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm thinking that Anita has done her due diligence on this, and we shouldn't waste any more time. We should approve the budget and move on. Thank you.
Chair, may I be recognized?
You can be recognized. I just want to know if anybody who has not spoken wishes to speak on this topic. Okay, James, go ahead.
I would just like to remind the board what I've done with all of the other budgets, and say that it's been some years since we've actually proceeded and completed this budget process. And there is some urgency, which is why we're bringing it 2 days after having approved it to the PNB, as we are entering the, hopefully the final stages of our negotiations with FJC and with our creditor. And, it would be theoretically, it could be helpful for us to have this under our belt and accomplished.
Okay. Are there any objections to
Mr. Chair Thomas O'Rourke to this day?
Thomas?
I'm new to the board. I haven't seen the budget, but I will forego voting against it or anything of the sort, but would it be possible to see it?
It was sent to the, you're not on the PMB list yet.
I'll send it to Thomas. This is Chris. I'll send it to him.
Thank you.
Okay. Sorry about that, Tom. Do you prefer to be called Tom or Thomas?
Thomas, fine. Thomas is okay, but Thomas, fine.
Okay, but we have another Tom on the board, though.
So it'll be Thomas.
So one of you should be Thomas, I guess.
Well, Lawrence is Tomas.
Tomas, okay.
I like Tomas. That's how I became James.
I like Tomas.
You're James or Diego?
Okay. So I just asked if there are any objections. I didn't hear any. So the budget is approved. The KPFA budget is approved by acclamation. And is there anything else to report from the Finance Committee?
No, not at this time. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. And we've already heard a motion from the Governance Committee. Is there any, are there any other things to report from the Governance Committee?
No, Chair. We had our first meeting for the year last night. And I just wanted, we're meeting on the fourth Wednesday of every month.
Okay. And, okay, I know the Coordinating Committee met last night. We voted in Chris Corey as chair. Chris, do you want to make the report from the Coordinating Committee?
Sure. We met quorum and, it went very smoothly. The Coordinating Committee put together the draft agenda for April Fool's Day. So the next meeting will have, the official first round of, Coordinating Committee, agendas. There was a significant lack of, special items on that agenda. If any of the committees have new motions that they want to add to the agenda, I'd appreciate it if they would forward it both to me and to, Alex and to the secretary, to Polina, to add to that agenda. Thank you.
Chair, this is Lawrence. May I be recognized?
Yeah, yes, Lawrence.
Thank you. I forgot to report that the Governance Committee is going to meet next Wednesday in a special meeting to address a proposal that was submitted by a member of the KPFK LSP concerning the Articles of Incorporation. So that'll be 8:30 Eastern time. I forgot to mention that.
Okay. All right. Are there any other reports from any other committees or task forces that have, from whom we have not heard since our last meeting?
Point of inquiry, Chairperson.
Yes.
For task force, how, do we just call for a meeting, or how do we go about doing that?
It's the same as a committee. Somebody has to convene the initial meeting if you haven't met yet. Okay. Anybody can do that.
Yeah. And the inclusion committee has never met, so
the inclusion inclusion committee is a local committee, it is a PNB committee in the sense that it reports directly to the Pacifica National Board, but it's organized on a local basis. Every station is supposed to have their own committee of inclusion, and it's up to the members of the local station board to get that going.
Okay. All right. Great.
Chair, this is Lawrence. Might be recognized. I just want to let you know that Lydia is on the call.
Oh, Lydia. Okay.
And can you give me the time for her item?
Well, it's 10 minutes. Lydia, do you have a report for the open session?
Just a minor report.
Okay, whatever. I mean, we do have some items we need to go into in closed session, but
yeah. Yeah, yes. So I probably don't need the 10 minutes unless people have questions. Thanks.
Okay, so whatever you have to present, you want to do it?
Oh, it's time now. Sorry. Okay. Well, let me see. Number one, thank you to everyone who has been participating in the fund drives throughout the network. We've had some outstanding ones. We have at least two to three of the stations that did exceptionally well, and another that did very well under its current circumstances and so forth. So we are so grateful to have such a loyal listenership, because that is the core and continues to be the core of our support of course we want to expand that, but the heart and soul of our foundation and continuing to be a listener-sponsored network is due to our listeners and all the LSB members and the board members, the entire foundation, the entire staff. So thank you to all. The other issue, it's not an issue, it's actually something that we finally kind of completed. We've had an ongoing campaign of wear your mask, obviously due to a number of circumstances, including the variances, which are marked here in California, that mask wearing is going to be essential for some time to come, even as the vaccines are rolled out. And so I have sent to the Pacifica National Board, and at most stations will be hearing some of these wear your mask PSAs. And it's by various people. Some can be used across the network because they're not LA-centric. And their individual stations have also been developing their own. This happens to be a compilation of what we produced here in Los Angeles, which included John Densmore of The Doors, and it included one from director Gregory Nava and Juan Gonzalez, who's co-host on Democracy Now!, and various others, elected officials here, some nationally known. And we have, you know, commitments from others that will keep rolling out for some time. Also, because of that, and Ali Lexa, who's on the PMB at KPFK, received a call from FEMA yesterday, and I spoke to the woman from FEMA, and they were very interested in having us develop PSAs for them, and I'm waiting to see what their script is like, but anyway, so that's a consideration. She happened to be a KPFA listener, so she was familiar with KPFA and with Pacifica. So what was notable, and from her standpoint, of course, is our outreach to diverse communities throughout the network, and that is a key focus of this particular administration. And so I think that's my update for the moment.
Okay.
Ron to the back.
Ron, go ahead.
Just a quick question, Lydia. You mentioned about the PSAs that FEMA may be interested in doing something with KPFA. My question is, are they talking about compensating the network for producing the PSAs, or is this...
I don't know what the specifics are. They may, whether they're just giving us a transcript for us to do, or whether they're just sending us an audio, already produced recordings of their PSAs. We're kind of unique as opposed to your mainstream networks, right? So they want to make sure they're bringing additional people to work with us and go through the process. So it shouldn't be, I doubt it's a compensating type of situation, because it wouldn't cost us much to produce. For example, all of the PSAs that were done were not by paid staff, so it didn't cost us anything. It was the volunteer hours of Paulina and myself. So there you go. So I assume if they send us something too generic, which is the reason I don't use many of the PSAs that are out there available to us as a public broadcasting entity, is because it doesn't resonate as much as it does when it's people who know you. So in terms of, for example, the local elected officials that I had on there, I mean, they were voted significantly by our local communities here. They know them very well by name, most of them, and of course they know some of the people that I did an outreach to. I had worked with director Gregory Nava before on some of his projects and so on and so forth, and Ben Eichert on Zapatista, consulting producer and so on. So, you know, people that, that I knew that would, resonate with some of our folks, is who I did outreach and will continue to do outreach to as well.
Thanks, Lydia.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else? Okay. Then we'll just move on. Do we have any item? And does anybody have anything for new business? Okay, then we are going to adjourn into closed session. We can take a 3-minute break. You don't have to get off the Zoom call. You could stay on. You can mute yourself, whatever. Or, you know, you could do whatever you want, but it'll be the same Zoom session.
Alex, are we ready to cut the stream?
We're ready to end the stream. I need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved.
Okay, any objections? Okay, see you all in 3 minutes.